Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, August the 16th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about voter registration among the youths in Zimbabwe. And we are monitoring political developments in Kenya, where losing presidential candidate Raila Odinga told a press conference today that he was rejecting the result. Odinga said Vice President William Ruto's victory was null and void, adding he will contest the result in court. This, of course, evokes memories of 2017, when the Supreme Court of Kenya overturned President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory and ordered a rerun after finding that the elections were fraught with irregularities. The Electoral Commission running the country's elections has added more intrigue to the dispute, with four of the seven commissioners refusing to endorse Ruto's victory, arguing that the final phase of ballot counting was not transparent. Lichona njani sapolo Zimbabwe siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa labasakhulayo ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota eZimbabwe. Kodwa sisagxila kakhulu kudaba lwaseKenya lapho osanda kunqotshwa kukhetho lukamongameli. Umnumzana Raila Odinga aveze khona namuhla ukuthi akayamukeli impumela yalolu khetho ngemva kokunqotshwa ngomsekeli kamongameli umnumzana William Ruto. U-Odinga yena osenqotshwe kukhetho kahlanu uthi uza kuyayiphikisa limpumela kumthethwa ndaba. Amalunga ekhomishini eqhuba ukhetho kwele Kenya lawo adabukene phakathi. Nanku phela amane aphume izolo esithi akavumelani lalimpumela ngoba kukhona okungaqhutshanga kuhle. Amathathu yokuphela athe limpumela iqondile. Kwaziwa yini? Vatereri ve Studio 7, nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya ye kukuruzira ve chidiki ve Zimbabwe kuti vanyorese kuvota. Asi nyaya wombe ya tiri kubata nde sarudzo ze kukinya. Uko Raila Odinga vazivisa nasi kuti avazi kugamuchira kukundwa kwavo nemtevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika va William Ruto. Va Odinga vati pane zvisina kufambiswa zvakanaka musarudzo idzi. Nokudaro va Odinga avo vave nemakore makumi manomwe nemanomwe ekuberekwa vati vava kuenda kumatare. Ukuwo nengo ina zekomishini yesarudzo zakaramba kutsigira kukunda kwava Ruto. Asi nengo na tuchete zinosanganisira sachigaro ndizo zinoti zvakabuda musarudzo izi ndizvo chaizvo zvakaitika. We begin the show today with Mr. Odinga rejecting the outcome of the vote at a press conference today and vowing a legal fight.
A majority of the commissioners walked out and held a press conference where they denounced the results. Our view in Azimio is clear. The figures announced by Mr. Chebukati are null and void. I repeat, the figures announced by Mr. Chebukati are null and void and must be quashed by a court of law. In our view, There's neither a legally and validly declared winner nor a president elect. Mr. Chebukati's announcement purporting to announce a winner is a nullity. He acted with gross impunity and in total disregard of the Constitution and our laws. He could have plunged our country into chaos had our supporters not exercised great restraint. Such blunt acts of impunity can be a threat to the security of our country. It is not up to us to decide whether Mr. Chebukati has committed an offense. We leave that determination to the appropriate authorities. But for avoidance of doubt, I want to repeat that we totally and without reservations reject the presidential results announced yesterday by Mr. Chebukati. I want to commend our supporters for remaining calm and keeping the peace, and urge them to continue to do so.
Losing Kenyan presidential candidate Raila Odinga, while President-elect William Ruto has yet to respond to Mr. Odinga, he embraced his victory yesterday and promised to save every Kenyan citizen, including those that did not vote for him.
I want to promise the people of Kenya that I will run a transparent, open, democratic government. And I will work with the opposition to the extent that they provide oversight over my administration. There is no room for vengeance. There is no room for looking back. We are looking into the future. I am acutely aware that our country is at a stage where we need all hands on deck to move it forward. We do not have the luxury to look back. We do not have the luxury to point fingers. We do not have the luxury to apportion blame. We must close ranks and work together for a functioning, democratic, prosperous Kenya.
Thus, Kenyan Vice President and President-elect Mr. William Ruto. The announcement of the result yesterday was marked by protests from Odinga's camp, who expected nothing short of victory after getting the endorsement of outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta. And of course, it was all jubilation on the other side of the aisle as Mr. Ruto supporters celebrated the victory of a man who has fashioned himself as a hustler and promised to tackle poverty in Kenya.
The old Baba's office.
supporters there of Uhuru, of Raila Odinga, rather, and William Ruto. Some are in celebratory mode, while others were obviously pissed and burning stuff in the streets. And here is what some of those who voted had to say.
I'm from who sell eggs and become president. So even our children can become president.
I'm not feeling good because the results that was being announced has just embarrassed my feelings. Yeah, that is not the way the Chibukati could announce it. Yeah. That is something that is not making sense.
Raila Amolo Odinga speaks right now, it's going to cause a lot of emotional, you know, outbursts. People will get emotional. You know, they are waiting for him to speak. And his silence is what is actually maintaining this calmness in the country.
First of all, the chaos will be spontaneous. It won't be organized. I see no resemblance with the 2007-2008 episode. I am more focused on the fact that there are now better processes, leaner processes that came about because of the 2010 constitution, which allows contestation through legal channels.
Some of the people that voted in Kenya, they're expressing their views over the outcome of the election. Now, some of you may be wondering where we are going with this Kenyan story and its relevance to Zimbabwe. The reality is that Zimbabwe is holding its own election next year. After another disputed election in 2018. So watching events in Kenya and imagining the situation in Zimbabwe is not a stretch, especially with voter apathy among young people that characterized the Kenyan vote, which looks likely in Zimbabwe going by the voter registration trends. And now to help us dissect this very important topic, we are joined by Mr. Tawanda Mazango, coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Mr. Mazango, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you so much, Ntunga Meli, and I'm so happy to be here again.
Thank you so much. What's your take on the events that are unfolding in Kenya with Mr. Raila Odinga today totally rejecting the outcome of the election?
This is very bad for our African optics as a people, as a board, and for institutions of Africa, because it totally reflects that the people do not accept the verdict or the outcome of institutions like, for instance, in Kenya, who are looking at the IBEC, which is equivalent to ZEC in Zimbabwe. And they are responsible for running the elections and for actually tabulating and coming up with the winner. If there are any discrepancies, I'm not sure there are channels that Mr. Odinga was supposed to follow. And he's supposed also to bring up the evidence to say, I'm disputing this election because of A, B, D. It's something which is tangible, something which is supported by evidence. But above all, I have appreciated the calm which is ongoing despite, you know, the denial of the outcome or whatever was announced by the IBEC, which is equivalent to the ZEC of Zimbabwe. The age by the two big political parties to calm the supporters that they remain peaceful and to allow the processes, the new processes that are going to take place, to take place. I love this because we're giving peace a chance, which is what we expect the people as continents, so that we find amicable means of solving our problems.
Mm-hmm. And let me bring in our second guest. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Mazango. Let me welcome Yangasen Matete, Executive Director of Project Vote 263. Vama Tete, tinoku gamshirai mushirongwa.
Thank you very much, thank you very much for listening to Zimbabwe and the other lands.
Muri kuzviona sei zviri kuitika kuKenya uko vaRaila Odinga vachitaura nhasi kuti havazi kugamuchira zvakabuda musarudzo uyezve vakuenda kumatare.
Zvakabuda musarudzo dzekuKenya kazivisa kuKenya vandingamiri hatitichamiti. Munoziva kuti Kenya yakafana neZimbabwe ine history yemakondesed elections. So if you look in Kenya in 2007, we had a contested election that even the chairperson of the independent electoral and boundary commission in Kenya didn't know the results or didn't even know who won the election, but he went on to declare President Mwai Kibaki as the winner. Which is something that led to widespread violence in Kenya, but that was the size of. And if you look again in 2017, you know that Mr. Raila Odinga actually went to the Supreme Court against the results that were published by the IEBC of Kenya. And actually, the Supreme Court overturned the results. And as I quote, that the Supreme Court actually indicated that the elections were made a free and fair. So the Republic of Kenya today is also aside of the commissioners, the three commissioners, including the chairperson, declared William Sanoruto as the winner, and the others who are including the deputy commissioner, the deputy chairperson, they are saying the results are illegitimate, they are not true. So in Africa, we've got a problem of institutions which are not, which does not get the fidelity or which cannot run a free and fair election. It is actually something that we need to work on because these electoral management forces are the midwives to democracy, but they are the ones that are now keeping democracy. So that's the challenge that we have in Africa. So as it is done, it is not good to do that in Africa.
Mr. Mazango, ngipenduke kuwe. You know, what makes this whole saga interesting is I-commission ephethe lolu khetho sibone amalunga ali-commission amane bonke bangu-7. Izolo sibone abane bephuma besithi hayi kabavumelane lempumela ethi ubaba uRuto nguye onqobileyo. Then abathathu bekhokelwa ngumgcini sihlalo we-commission yibo abathi hayi impumela iqondile. Kufana nje laseZimbabwe sibone umgcini sihlalo uChigumba ephuma labanye ababili besithi hayi umnanga kuwinile, then abanye abayi-4 besithi hayi kasivumelani lo kuwina kukamnangakwa. Ubona inkantolo iluphatha njani lolu daba njengoba ubaba uRaila Odinga esesithi uye enkantolo?
Ya, lolu daba lukanzima ikakhulu lisenze ukuthi okwenze kumbe abantu abaphume ngobuningi besiyavota besiyakhetha inkokhela abayifunayo. Abaphumile besiya kuvota besiyadinga ukuthi okuthi okufunayo ngobuningi babo ayisikho esikhathini esina ngokugcina kureflektha ku-outcome ye-election kumbe outcome yokhetho, because kuzitshengisela ukuthi ma uza kuba nabangu-4 abana aza kuthi hayi impumela eliqanja le ayisiyo, abathathu bathi hayi kunje. So kutshengisela ukuthi labana baphume ngobuningi besiyavota abakuvotele ayisiko okumayo, laba abangu-7 yibasebele mandate yokukhetha ukuthi ha thina sizibone sibani onke sile zisubani. So khonokuyana nje kubuyela bit ukuthi kutshengisa ukuthi ama-institutions esilawo thina okwakumele abe independent, ama-institutions esiyawosayakhile ukuthi amendele i-peace njalo akwanise ukuthi ahloniphe impumela kumbe izinto eziningi ezifunwa ngokuningi ngoZulu. Wakuqambe njengokuba banelele okuliciniso asilakho e-Afrika, asilakho asikubone e-Kenya and sikhangela ukuthi singakubona futhi kwelethu ezimbabwe kumnyaka ozayo.
Aha, ndidzoke kwamuri vamatete. Muri kuona Matare chibata sei nyaya iyi, because tiri kutarisa not only Raila Odinga ari kuti hai wa pane zvisina kufambisa zvakanaka apa. We are also looking at nengo ze electoral commission ina pakati peziri 7 zichiti hai wa hatizi kubvumirana nezvabuda musarudzo idzi. Muri kuona Matare achibata senyai.
It will be surprising if the court actually the started thinking that in favor of William Ruto. Because, like you highlighted, this is Africa, anything can happen in Africa. But we are hoping that even in 2017, when Raila Odinga went to the Supreme Court on the same issue, because it was the same issue the telling of the South, the Supreme Court actually pointed that there was irregularities. Even the IEPC commissioners actually united. Wanga wakati pata na wachisapu za taima kwa tangari kwele kwa hivyo kwa wawu urike ni hapo usulima. But the Supreme Court has asked for that, no, they will not correct the irregular. So we are hoping that the Supreme Court is going to pass a decision that's going to protect not only the integrity of the judicial system of Kenya, but also of Africa. Because what is happening in Kenya is going to be especially in Zimbabwe and other countries that have been fragile, democratic system that is very fragile. So, and you only, but you from Africa, but that you only keep some Chimakota and Africa, but you need my person, but you cannot know Maramba. But my commission is Kenya, as man, are 4 years, at least 3. We also pray that it could exist, suppose that. Because beyond the end, the next process is my ex, because in law, say, you alleged must prove. So, my commission is part of the Africa that we work with an extent, which is a correction in the Africa. And also, we need also to answer the institution that is supposed to deliver democracy, how that it arrives to that. And also, we need to strengthen our law to say that as a commission that we exist, we make 7 members or 8 members of commissioners. How do they arrest public decision? That any person in the majority or anyone who is interested in the justice party is defeating in that above further. This is another concern that we also use today as Africa to say that if before people are saying that are wrong and only people are saying they're right, how do they arrest that decision? And how do they arrest to actually go and announce this decision south?
Youngerson, Matete, Executive Director of Project Voter 263. Please do stay on the line. Pamwechete Nomzana Tawanda Mazango, Wenhlanganiso Yelupane Youth Development Trust. For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our panelists. The issue of voter registration in Zimbabwe, Mr. Mazango, how do you see that impacting the next election, that's next year? Because we saw in Kenya there was massive voter apathy. Labantu abasakhulayo abafana lani kabayanga voter kukhetho lwaseKenya. EZimbabwe siyazi abasakhulayo abanengi abafuni kubhalisela ukuvota. Kusikhathi leso esiseleyo ubona mhlawumbe bekhangela umzekeliso weKenya labo bephakama bethi hayi kasifuna ukuthi ukhetho lwethu kugcine kusiba le-dispute njengaseKenya, asambeni siye vota ngobuningi njengabasakhulayo.
Thank you very much. Kuba perception engayisiyo ukuthi abasakhulayo bafuna ukuyarejista ukuvota. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this from from experience and from what I'm witnessing on the ground. Right now, I'll tell you, Mr. Tungameli, just in Lupane, on a daily basis, we're overwhelmed by young people that are seeking assistance from us as an organization to help them. We transport with lunch so that they are able to access the registration point, which is at Lupane Center. And you'll find the majority of them will be traveling distances on foot of over 7 kilometers to access the registration point. I'll mention just yesterday, over 17 young people that traveled from Jojolo, which is like 35 kilometers, to Lupane just to get the register. And it costs each $2 to access the registration center. So the major issue is not about just people do not want to register, but about the accessibility of the registration center. And if we look back, this is, you know, in voting, one man, one vote is one of the chief grievances that actually motivated Zimbabwe to our forefathers to take up arms against the colonial regime. And it's a sad moment. Less than 350 days. But there is less movement or there is less political will from there. What do you think, Lele? And you realize that in 90% of my youth now, from 2010 up to now, but now there's been a 6 month exercise that was being done by the registrar general. Majority of them now is IDs and they are eager to register, but they can't access a registration point. So we age and we move forward for Zik. They do a mobile.
Isibonge Mr. Mazangu isikhathi sesihambile othi ngilethe ubaba uMatete yebo uthi eLupane bayabhalisa but looking at the bigger picture nationally is a different story. VaMatete muri kuona vexidiki vachibudawo vachinonyoresa kuvhota here uyezve vachivhota neuwandu musarudzodza 2023 kuZimbabwe.
To me, one thing that we do is that my youth is trained to vote and not to vote. And the result of Kenya is going to actually negatively impact our own election because one of the key issues that is causing or promoting the apartheid is the lack of faith in the institutions that manage the election, such as the electoral commission and the IE. EBC of Kenya. So that is happening in Kenya is going to put a very negative precedent to Zimbabwe. Commissioning the number of elections, no state has been taken to the state in power. And these things that are actually happening, it's a much fake and that is true. With the other factors, we have to learn the set of 2023 elections, by using the other nation. In general, if you look at the number of people in France, South Africa, Nigeria, even Kenya and the other countries, my youth are good at my show. One thing is my issue is number one, no one is talking about me. It's how the climate change and the drought, unemployment, the corruption,
Thank you there, Ba Matete. I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. And this brings us to the end of our show. Nguvandiyo yaita shanje, iskati sese sidiwe mangoye. Thanks to our guest, Mr. Tawanda Mazango of Lupane Youth Development Trust, as well as Mr. Yangase Matete, Executive Director of Project Ford 263. Let's make another date next week. I am Tunga Milinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.